We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
What do you make of Conkle coming on the air and saying, I'm pretty confident this is his last game? That's not how reporting works.
He's not a sports guy.
That is not accurate. You know, I have not, I have great communication with ownership, with George and Ted and Ryan, but I have not had any discussions.
I don't know anything about that report. And reports are just reports to me. I have a job to do, so I'm going to stick to that job. And that's not coach speak, and I'm not trying to get fired up about the question, but we're going to do our job.
I haven't had any input with that. You know, me and him did a basketball podcast. You know, everything that we have from a podcast standpoint and a relationship standpoint have been, you know, based on covering basketball and based on talking about basketball. You know, again, I mean, you guys know me. Anything that's ever I've wanted to get across or has come from me, you know, and it'll always be that way. It'll never change. Anything that I want to, you know, get accomplished, want to say, you know, I'm a grown-ass man. You know, I mean, I can get stuff done myself.
We're back to dumbass where we belong. I can promise you lots of nuggets of dumbassery the rest of the way.
It's where I want to live.
Dumbassery?
Dumbassery. Oh, yeah. Sports are not that serious.
Maybe don't click on things that you shouldn't click on.
Here goes the one, two, three.
And here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go, Jeff.
Here we go, Tony.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show. Afternoons 2 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
I can get down with some dumb assery. In fact, we're going to do it for the next 3.5 hours. Cody Decker and me, Chris Ranji, on The Score and for Parkins and Spiegel this afternoon. Good afternoon, everybody. Good afternoon, Cody.
Oh, hi.
How are you, my friend?
I'm just sitting here in the studio in Los Angeles, California, over at the world's famous KROQ. I'm staring at walls and looking at lights and seeing your beautiful mug. I can't wait to talk all things sports. Dude, I'm going to talk all things sports all day. We got some great guests. Lucas Giolito joining us today.
Lucas Giolito is going to be here at 5 o'clock. We're also going to talk to Olin Krutz. That'll be at 3 at 3:40. Joe Cowley covering the Bulls. They will play tonight against the horrible Houston Rockets. That game is on the Score, of course, you're going to listen to tonight. Dave Wannstedt will be with us at 4, and then Lucas is going to join us at 5 o'clock. Cody is in the studios at K-Rock, and it's interesting that you mentioned that because I just watched the Alanis Morissette documentary on HBO, the one about Jagged Little Pill, and that station helped her blow up. They played her song, and it literally overnight she got huge because they played You Ought to Know, which is a great breakup song, as you know.
It feels really strange, you know, being in this studio here in Los Angeles, because I know people in Chicago. I know KROQ might not mean anything to you. It might mean absolutely nothing to you.
It means a lot in the music world. It's huge.
Yes, it does. Like KROQ, a guy that grew up in Los Angeles, California. KROQ is like a Mount Rushmore of radio stations. You know, I grew up listening to it. I grew up listening to Loveline, listening to Kevin and Bean. And, you know, being in these studios where these incredible shows were, and like you said, launching the career of Alanis Morissette and launching the careers of so many other incredible artists. I mean, Green Day is Green Day because of KROQ. So, like, it's just one of those things. I feel like I'm in a shrine right now.
Yeah, well, I mean, there was a day, and it's not the same anymore, but there was a day that if you got your song played on certain radio stations and your song was good, you were about to become a star just because they played. And that's what happened in, like, her case. They played that song, I want to say, in, like a morning or an afternoon or something, and then the phone lines lit up with people saying, who was that? Who was that you just played? And then she played a show in the city a day later, and there was a line around the block for her. And then it just blew up from there. But that's the way radio, especially music radio, used to be.
Yeah, absolutely. And not only that, and by the way, I just want to point out, Chris, yeah. if you want to spend this next 3.5 full hours talking about Alanis Morissette, I am very much on board with it. I am so on board with just jamming it up about Jagged Little Pill for the next 2 hours, talking about the song Ironic and how there's not a single ironic statement in it, which is actually somewhat ironic if you think about it.
It is, and she's addressed that since. Like, I think she said she didn't want the song on the record, but everybody else fought for it. Yeah.
You know what's fun fact about this song? You remember the music video of this song? It was Alanis Morissette. Yeah, her in the car with different. I was like 9 at the time, and I just thought Alanis Morissette had 4 identical sisters.
She's a quadruplet.
Because I was a stupid 8-year-old. What do I know?
But apparently she's a twin. I didn't even know that.
Is she really? There you go.
Yeah. There's a guy. I think his name is Wade. But anyway, so speaking of breaking up, again, maybe arguably the greatest breakup song of, anger song of all time. We might have one of those breakups here happening very soon in Chicago. And I don't know if it's going to happen this week. I don't know if it really has anything to do with what happens tomorrow against Detroit. But we've already been talking about the status of Matt Nagy, and we've been speculating about how long he's going to remain the Bears head coach. And earlier this week, in fact, I think it was on Tuesday, it was either Monday or no, it would have been Monday. Jordan Schultz, who does a podcast with Allen Robinson, said that Nagy has lost the locker room. And there were multiple people within the team who have said that. And Robinson did not say that he was one of those people, but there have been multiple people allegedly who have said Nagy has lost the locker room. And then yesterday you heard about the report from Mark Conkle, who said that he has already been told, Matt Nagy has been told, tomorrow will be the last game he coaches for the Bears. Now, I don't know if that's going to be true. I don't know if what happens tomorrow has anything to do with his future or if it has already been decided. I don't know if he can save his job. But we are in a really fascinating, and you said this earlier, Cody, and I think there's a lot of truth to it. If you're on the outside looking in, this is great. Is really fun. If you're a Bears fan, though, and you are worried about the direction of the franchise, this kind of sucks.
Yeah, it does. But I don't think the direction of the franchise is dictated on what this next 24, 48 hours are going to be. I think this franchise is honestly going to be in very good shape going forward. Again, this is the first time in my lifetime. I'm 34 years old. In my lifetime, you have a legitimate franchise potential quarterback at a young age. It's not even someone that you went and traded for, like you mentioned Jay Cutler. You guys went out and got Jay Cutler, but this is a guy that's going to be homegrown here from now on, hopefully.
Yeah.
I really feel like the organization is going to be fine, but right now this is getting me Adam Gase feelings from last year with the Jets. And I mean, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when with Nagy, and that's what's driving me nuts. And at this point, tomorrow against the Detroit Lions, the team that is 0-10-1, the only thing that can happen is he gets his job taken from him.
You know, I want to share your optimism on it. That you say you believe everything is going to be fine. And maybe it's easier to say that if you are, sort of on the outside looking in. I think I do that a lot with teams.
That's what I was going to say, Ranji. Cody hasn't lived this as long as we have.
No, I'm a Raider fan. I've lived it longer.
That's a different kind of pain.
That's true.
Which is funny because the Bears beat them, and you brought that up in the transition with Lawrence. Ugh, you brought up the fact they won. And I'm sitting here thinking, I think the reason the Bears won that game is because of the dysfunction that happened that week leading up to the Raiders game. All the stuff that was going on and the uncertainty with John Gruden at the time, who then was let go after the fact. He did coach that game, right?
He did coach that game.
He coached that game, and then that was it, yeah.
Yeah, he resigned shortly after that. It was a disaster, and obviously, we're talking about all the things that's going on with Nagy and everything with the Bears, and the Bears, it's ugly, but the John Gruden thing isn't even the ugliest thing that's happened to the Raiders in the last 3 weeks. Like, it's a disaster over there. Like, I'm living an actual disaster. You guys actually seem to have an actual future. Like, great, the Raiders have a cool stadium. I can't wait to watch them lose for the next 20 years there.
It does look nice. It looks like a Roomba, but it looks nice.
It is. It looks like a combination. If basically the Galactic Empire were to create a Roomba for a planet, there it is.
Yeah. I think it's a good-looking stadium. You do have that, at least. And the Bears someday might have a new stadium as well. When we come back, if you haven't heard it already, and I'm sure if you've been listening to The Score at all today, you already know this happened. But Hub Arkish was on with Dan Bernstein earlier today. Dropped a little bomb. We're going to play that for you when we come back. It's Decker and Ranji on The Score and for Parkins and Spiegel for the rest of the afternoon here on 670 The Score.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Go Bears.
Broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers, Cody Decker, Chris Ranji, in for Parkins and Spiegel this afternoon. You can follow Cody on Twitter at Decker6. I'm at Chris Ranji. You can listen to the show on the Odyssey app. Download it wherever you are. If you're in the city in a big building and you don't get AM very well, or if you're in California, like Cody is, you can listen to any Odyssey station, but primarily you can listen to The Score there. Also, find us on Twitch. The handle for that is Chicago 670 The Score, if you want to watch the show on Twitch, and it's on Facebook as well. Just a really fun time to be a Bears fan right now. An interesting time and sort of unsettling, because you've got, you know, you've got this quarterback, you got this young guy who's, you think, is going to be the franchise moving forward. And you don't really know for sure. And a lot of things are going to decide this. One, it will be him, but also it will be the coaching staff that is here to bring him back. Earlier today, and we've known the uncertainty around Matt Nagy for a while now, and we've been talking about it pretty much all season, I think. And we also We're confused with the decision to start Andy Dalton at the beginning of the season. And I know this is something that we have already hashed out a lot, but there was a point after the Dalton injury And when Fields subbed for him and played well, there was a time after that that Matt Nagy made the announcement Fields was the number one starter moving forward. And I think all of us hoped that he had come to that decision on his own, that the coaching staff had said, all right, this guy, he just has to play. We've seen what he can do. He's got to be the guy. Well, we find out earlier today, maybe it wasn't an epiphany from the coaching staff with Hub Arkish joining Dan Bernstein here on The Score.
The environment has been so bad for really ever since that press conference at the end of January that anytime you try and say anything decent about Matt Nagy, immediately, you know, you're a hater or homer, whatever it may be. Matt's an honorable man. Matt has handled this with integrity. Let's not forget that this has been going on all season long. This didn't just blow up yesterday. This goes back to the decision to make Justin Fields the starter. And I have finally confirmed with enough sources that that direction came from George McCaskey. That was not Matt Nagy's decision. And that's when this really all began.
I have to be honest with you, Cody. I don't know how you feel when you hear something like that, but that's concerning, especially if Nagy and this coaching staff are the people who are allowed to continue here for the remainder of the season, whenever Fields is healthy and off the rib injury and ready to play again, and moving forward, whatever they decide. Is this the staff you want to handle him if they had to be told that he needed to play in the first place?
The answer is no. Plain and simple. There's not even a question about it. The answer is a flat-out no. If you're in a situation where you make a decision by a committee, and the committee has been selected by the ownership, and the ownership immediately takes the committee's decision and overrules it almost immediately, then why do you have these people in place? Plain and simple. I simply don't understand the decision-making. I don't understand the leadership of the Bears at the moment. You know, we've been talking, you know, we even mentioned earlier about, you know, Stephen Cohen with the Mets and how he's getting involved with Twitter beefs, and now we're seeing on the Bears side they're dictating what the GM and the head coach need to do. At the end of the day, the owners, they are the bosses. They are at the top of the food chain. But we're not dealing with a Jerry Jones situation here. Like, what is this? How does this actually take place?
And I think this complicates the matter further. Dan Pompey of The Athletic, who covers the NFL, covers the Bears, tweeting just a few moments ago that a source tells him, and this is a quote, George McCaskey addressed the Bears players and coaches today and told them there was no truth to the report Matt Nagy will be fired after the game on Thursday. And that is according to Dan Pompey. Now, I mean,
they haven't lost to the Lions yet. He's saying that before they lost to the Lions. Yeah. They lose to the Lions. Matt Nagy is going to be Lane Kiffin'd out in the parking lot of the airport.
Well, yeah, but okay, that's even a game I don't think they lose. I don't think. But it also shouldn't depend on tomorrow. Like, if this is a decision they're going to make, they should already have had made it. How much more evidence do you need? What else do you need to see here? And just because McCaskey has said this today does not mean that later on he's going to say something completely different, which I wouldn't put that past him. And I think we've seen owners in the past do the exact same thing, give a vote of confidence to somebody, and that confidence isn't really actually there. Like, that to me, the fact he said it is significant, but I also don't think it necessarily means anything. It doesn't mean that Nagy is not fired soon.
It really doesn't. It's just another thing to, you know, you got to, let's quench the locker room a little bit. Let's get these guys kind of on the same page. Quite frankly, let's get them to the point where they can handle tomorrow's game. Because right now, no one's talking about tomorrow's game. Everybody's talking about the absolute dumpster fire that's taking place over at Soldier Field. And that's a problem. They have a game tomorrow. I know it's against the Detroit Lions. I know that this team is already third in their division and have no chance in hell pretty much of making the playoffs. But for the love of God, they have a game tomorrow, and it's not even fifth on their list of things they're taking care of today.
Well, I know the players care, and they should. I mean, this is still, you know, we're past the halfway point of the season, but a lot of the guys on the team are playing for a contract for next year. So it could mean actually one of a couple of things. If they're out of a playoff race, which, you know, having only 3 wins at this point of the season doesn't really look very good in that regard. And I haven't even thought about the playoffs all year, to be honest. It isn't a thing that I cared about for them. I don't think that's what 2021 meant for the Bears. This season, for me, all it was about is helping Justin Fields progress and giving him starts and getting him readier. You know, like that to me is the thing that mattered the most. But there are players on the team who do want to play for next season. They want to make sure they have a job somewhere else if it's not here, or, you know, whether or not the Bears bring them back. They're playing for that. But some of them might also make business decisions. You know, like, hey, I'm not gonna overexert myself here and get injured in the remaining part of the season. And some of that will have to do with whether or not they believe in the team itself, and a lot of it will have to do with whether or not they believe in the coaching staff. And if they're going to, you know, run through a brick wall for this guy. And I would imagine there are a lot of people who don't.
Yes, and keep in mind that we've also talked about the decision of putting Fields out there, a decision that we both agree should have happened on day one. I think everybody pretty much feels that way. But I do have, there is one argument that I've been told many, many times that I actually do somewhat subscribe to. And it's that Bears offensive line is made out of graham crackers. And because of that graham cracker line, I desperately didn't want Fields back there getting crushed and potentially getting a rib injury like he has right now. So there is a legitimate argument to not throw him out there. But at the end of the day, you got to get ready for the future. And if he can't get out there now, what are we doing?
Here's the problem with the offensive line. If the Bears were to wait until they think the line is good, that could be never.
Yeah.
I mean, look how many years Aaron Rodgers has played with a lousy line. In Seattle, it's happened a lot for Russ Wilson. Well, I mean, I guess if there's anybody who can handle a bad offensive line, it's a guy who can move.
Yes, and, but yeah,
and
you
this
also
quarterback
same,
is somebody who can move.
But you can, on the flip side, I agree with you, but on the flip side, you can also point at Andrew Luck. And that's the thing that I think a lot of people don't want to see, a franchise quarterback retiring early because of getting too banged up, because an organization would not invest in the offensive line for his protection.
And I agree, but how long do you wait for them to figure that part out?
You can't. I mean, the fact of the matter is, you cannot wait. The window is short. I know he's young, but at the end of the day, how long is an NFL quarterback's career? Legitimately, thinking throughout the entire history of the NFL, it could be a one-year thing, two-year thing. So you got to strike while you can.
The great ones can play 15 years or more. Mm-hmm.
How many are there that actually legitimately do that?
I don't know. I think that starting the clock on him was the best thing to do, because the more games he's playing this year and learning, the fewer growing pains he has next year or year after that.
Look at a guy like Baker Mayfield, who's starting to really come into his own. He took some serious lumps that first season. I'd actually say the season and a half. But right now, Baker Mayfield's put himself in a position that he is a legitimate QB1 in the NFL. And, you know, he's only getting better.
So again, Dan Pompey reporting George McCaskey addressed the players and the coaches today and said there is no truth to the report Matt Nagy will be fired after the game tomorrow. So that's an interesting new wrinkle here. We'll see what Olin Krutz thinks about that next on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.